up the stairs and I could be huffing and puffing. That wasn't quite normal.
This is Take Control of Heart Health, stories about recognizing, treating, and managing heart problems.
My name is Joanne, and I'm taking control of my heart health. The transcatheter surgery would be going through the groin to do a heart valve replacement. That was entirely different than the open heart. I went in November, and in March, I was starting to feel short of breath. I'd get too tired. I could do normal housework, but I'd have to sit and rest every once in a while, which I normally wouldn't have had to do. I just got a little bit worried. I thought, you know, there's something going on here. and I wasn't supposed to go back until the next fall, you know. But so I called and I said, there's something going on. And so then they had me come down. Well, it took a while to heal, you know, after the surgery. And so for the first few weeks, I was kind of laying low. But it got better and I took heart therapy. You know, I was walking on a treadmill and riding a bike and it was going pretty good.
Take Control of Heart Health is supported by the Minneapolis Heart Institute Foundation, working to create a world without heart valve disease, and is produced by Ampers. Online at takecontrolmn.org.